Every now and then, a neuroscience story makes a big splash in the media for demonstrating fundamental differences between the brains of men and women, including one late last year suggesting that men's brains were hardwired for tasks like map reading, while women are wired for more intuitive styles of thinking.
Our next guest wants the worlds of science and the media to be more cautious and not be so quick to decide that men and women are wired differently. Virginia Hughes is a science journalist, and her blog, Only Human, is hosted by National Geographic magazine. Virginia, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So why is it so tempting to us reading these articles and to researchers to try to find these hardwired differences between men's brains and women's brains?
Yeah, I've thought a lot about that. That's a tough question. I think it's because gender is such a strong part of our identity, and it's something that, you know, we start labeling each other as boy or girl from even before we're born, certainly from the day we're born. Somebody said to me once, you know, it's interesting, in preschools, the teachers always say, okay, boys and girls, let's calm down or whatever. So we have this sense of gender it's very fundamental to our lives.
What worries you about the impact of that kind of reporting on hardwired differences between our brains?
Yeah, I mean, of course there are differences between men and women, right? And I certainly think a lot of people who have read some of my pieces on this have tried to say that I'm rejecting the idea that there are differences. But I think for me, we need to have more of an emphasis on whether those differences are meaningful and why those differences show up in the first place. So, you know, as to why they show up, like you said, we have this knee-jerk sense in the media, and I think just in the public too, that everything is, that any difference we find between a man and a woman is innate or hardwired. When actually there's a lot of cultural and environmental influences that are enormous and usually totally overlooked. So that's what I'd like to see more people talking about. And, you know, of course it's important because of the very well-documented and persistent biases against women in the workplace, in schools, and just in, you know, everyday lives.
Right. And wasn't this kind of science, I mean, I don't know how well-founded the current science is. You want us to be cautious. But in the past, brain differences have been used to try to enshrine things like racism.
Yeah. There were some studies from, like, more than a century ago measuring just the size of the frontal lobe of the brain, like taking postmortem tissue and claiming that the frontal lobe was smaller in the studies are so old, they called them Negroes, than in Caucasians. And the same comparison has been made between men and women, because men's brains tend to be, on average, larger than women's brains. And so that must mean, of course, that men are smarter, men are better. And actually, these differences, even though scientists have liked pinpointing them and talking about them, nobody mentions that the overlap is huge. So yes, on average, a man's brain is larger than a woman's brain. But if you just took a random brain and weighed it, you would not be able to tell by weighing it whether it was male or female, or whether it came from a man or from a woman. We tend to focus on the differences, and I think that's because it's convenient and they tend to fit our stereotypes.
Some of the reporting, including I think some of the reporting that prompted you to write a piece about this, looks at connections in the brains between the left and the right side, or the frontal cortex and other parts of the brain. From what we know about brains, is that set in stone from when we're born, or do we develop that based on what we do, the way we think, maybe the way people talk to us?
Yeah, so that study you mentioned from December, their bottom line finding was that men tend to have stronger connections within a given hemisphere, whereas women have stronger connections between the two hemispheres. And so the way they presented this in the study, and even more so the way the media presented it, was that, oh, that makes sense because women are so much better at multitasking and social behaviors, which you need these crosstalk between the hemispheres, and men are really good at spatial directions and map reading, where it's all about, you know, your motor skills and your perceptual skills. That study, it was a huge number of people, and they ranged in age from 8 years old, I think, was the youngest one, all the way up to, you know, mid-adulthood. And so the notion of hardwired implies that you're born with something, right, that it's innate. But the youngest person in the study was 8 years old. So even if the connectivity differences they found are real, there's no way to know whether all the men were born with those connections the way they are and women were born with them, or, which I find far more likely, is that they're the result of, you know, everything you've done in your life. Of course, the brain is very plastic, and especially connectivity, the connections between brain areas. There's been an explosion of neuroscience research in the last few decades showing just how malleable that is. And so, you know, we're treated as gendered beings. Boys are treated a certain way and girls are treated a certain way. And so over the years, it wouldn't be strange at all to me that would result in different connections if that study is true.
So an expectation of boys might lead them to practice that kind of brain behavior more, thus developing it. And that expectation of girls might lead them to practice a different kind of brain behavior. And that's what's showing up in the scan.
That could be. I mean, they haven't done the study to really look at that. You'd have to follow people from the time they're born. But just to give you some examples of how strong these cultural influences can be, there have been studies showing that it's very, very detailed looking at videotapes of mothers interacting with their children. And mothers tend to talk to girls more than they talk to boys. And so, you know, if from a very young age your mother is talking to you more than your brother, maybe it makes sense that you would end up being more verbal later on in life. And actually, there was a fantastic study from, I think it was like maybe a decade ago, where researchers looked at birth announcements in newspapers, and they just looked at the text of these little birth ads. And it showed that when the birth was a boy, a baby boy, parents used words like proud and strong. And when it was a girl, they used words like happy. So even before, or even at birth, or even before a child is born, we're already giving them a gender and thinking about them in a certain way.
Virginia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was science journalist Virginia Hughes.